I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano's show. So, coincidentally, maybe not. President Trump went after California because of this biological male who's just killing females in long jump, triple jump by astounding amounts. In one meet, it was 8 feet in one of these events. So the finale, the state championship, is this weekend. And coincidentally, they think they're slick. Gavin Newsom intervenes, it seems. And they say, if you feel you were bounced out, if there's an argument at the sectionals, I guess, we're going to include more females this weekend can compete. They can't beat this guy, though. Trump threatening, taking away federal funding, got their attention. So Jennifer Say is one of the first people we think about. I forgot this, though. She grew up in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, moved to Haddonfield. She competed in gymnastics, so as a female athlete, she was on a number here. Let me see if I have the number. I'm not sure if I have the exact number of women's national artistic gymnastics.
What? She grew up in Cherry Hill, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
And she came to our attention. I think it was the book, or she was in the news, because she was a big executive at Levi Strauss. I'll ask her a jeans question here in a moment.
I feel like you're a little bit embarrassed to ask
that question. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, no, I'm not. And she then had to leave there under duress because she lived in San Francisco and saw how draconian it was. We're still fighting these battles over COVID. And over the course of time, she has become one of the premier people fighting for women in sports, issues like that, around this trans nonsense. Jennifer joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jennifer, welcome back. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me today.
And that's true, right? I just wanted to verify Cherry Hill, then Haddonfield, and all the rest.
Yeah, I was born in Philadelphia. I went to elementary school in Philadelphia, lived in New Jersey, then moved to Allentown. My dad was a pediatrician in Philadelphia for 60 years, so I'm definitely a Philadelphian.
Dan had a question.
Yeah,
go ahead, Dan.
So that's amazing. I'm from Cherry Hill, too, so it's awesome to hear that you're from Cherry Hill. But I got a question. Your amazing company, XXXY Athletics, do you happen to sell a men's line of jeans for running in by chance?
We sell men's, but not jeans. Most people don't work out in jeans, although you're in good company. Apparently, RFK Jr. also works
out.
That's right!
Oh, wow!
Now, and he looks like he has, no offense to Levi Strauss, you know, those are the stiffer, like a darker blue jean. I have the lighter. I'm serious. I mean, I could never wear those things and work out. That's right, he does. There you go, Dan.
You know, XXXY Athletics should launch a new Dom gene, you know, the gene designated for working out. It's fantastic.
I don't recommend it. They're not super breathable or moisture wicking, which is what I prefer when working out.
All right, Jennifer, let's get on to what happened here. It seems like the fingerprints are all over it, but you're closer to it than I. They think, I guess, that Trump will take a victory lap now and say, never mind, and just we'll have a few more girls in this big meet coming this weekend. What's your sense of what happens next?
Well, it's a little squishy and confusing, but here's my take. So a male athlete who goes by the name of A.B. Hernandez has been dominating in high school California track and field, long jump and triple jump in particular. He's been winning all season in girls. And he's been beating his competitors by, 25%, something like that. And I do think it's worth noting, I looked it up, I could be getting this wrong, but his wins, there's hundreds of boys who jump further than him in the state of California.
Yep.
So he would get nowhere. I mean, by my count, it's over 700. So he would get nowhere near qualifying for state in the boys division, which is where he should be competing. And so yesterday, the president announced that he would be looking into the situation in California with the state competition coming up this weekend, and he would be withholding federal funding. So CIF, which is the governing body of high school sports in California, announced a change in their rule just for this upcoming meet. So not total change of the rules, but for this upcoming meet. And they said that basically if the girls qualified and were displaced by Hernandez, they would be allowed to compete. So top six in each event, one girl in six was displaced. That girl will be allowed to compete in the state meet. Now, what's not clear, but this is wildly insufficient. This is not a change in the rules. AB is still technically competing in girls using the girls' locker room. Now, what Gavin said, the governor said, in addition to CIF's announcement, and I don't totally know if this is true, is that there would be medals awarded basically in three categories. So there'd be a girls' medal, there would be a boys' medal, and then there would be a medal for A.B. Hernandez, who would be competing alone, essentially, because they don't want to be accused of stealing awards from worthy girls.
Right.
Now, again, this is their sort of temporary workaround, but it's such a pathetic non-solution to the problem. We don't need a third category. There's two categories. Right. Sex is binary. There's boys and girls. He can compete in boys.
Well, let me intervene and say I'm in complete agreement, but I give Newsom credit here. He's trying to thread a needle of some sort. And I wanted to ask you this, though. I've talked about it, Jennifer. It's not exactly obvious to me, but you are really a champion that's out there. Why will they not give up on this? The Trump people spent $40 million advertising against this, and it's the sports things, I believe, more than the bathroom that gets people crazy. What's your sense of why they will not realize politically how damaging this is? It's a killer.
It's a great question, and I ask myself this every day. I mm-hmm. won't claim to be able to climb inside of other people's minds. I agree with you. The sports thing is what gets people going. It's sort of the tip of the spear. It's the most public expression of how absurd this ideology is. I think they fear the activist backlash. They don't seem to care that 79% of Americans agree that women's sports should be for women only. The bullying activist class on the sort of trans ideology side of things, they're very loud. They're very mean. They can even be very violent. And I think the Democratic Party fears backlash from them. Because look at what Gavin Newsom said 2 months ago on his own podcast in a discussion with Charlie Kirk. He acknowledged it was unfair. And yet, actions speak louder than words, and he's done nothing until being threatened with loss of federal funding yesterday. And this solution, some people are like, well, it's a step in the right direction. I disagree. I think they're just avoiding the reckoning that must happen. And this quote unquote solution makes no one happy, because do you know what? The ideologues are not going to be happy with this. They want AB's identity validated as a girl, which he is not. So, So they're not going to be happy. He's going to compete and win in a category of one. I mean, that's meaningless and ridiculous. People like me who are advocating for integrity in the women's category aren't happy because he still gets to claim he's competing in girls and use the girls' facilities, et cetera. So they need to screw up their moral courage and do the right thing here. And they're trying to thread a needle, as you said, but I think failing to satisfy anyone and certainly failing to address biological reality.
And you, as somebody who competed nationally, I had sisters that played Division I college basketball, a couple. It's not about saying, oh, they're girls. They made it, the participation trophy, to the state championship level. They want to win. They're competitive. That's the beauty of it. Males, we never would question that. They don't want to just go there. They're looking to win. When you're told to show up as kind of a prop for this nonsense, I don't see any way they can win, and you seem to agree.
I mean, when boys compete in girls' track and field, they win. We see it time and time again, not just in California, but across the country. And here's the thing, even if they don't win, they still have male advantage. They still, that athlete is a mediocre male athlete. And if he places third in girls, he would have placed, I don't know, 100th in boys. So he's still sort of moving up in the placement due to unfair male advantage. Yes, we want the opportunity to compete and we want the opportunity to win. And in all of the qualifying rounds where A.B. Hernandez stood atop the podium and took first place, he stole that opportunity from girls. Those girls deserve that opportunity. And the more the girls are shouted at that you cannot stand up in your own defense, this is the message we're sending to girls, that they can't stand up for themselves, that they need to let this boy's feelings matter more than their own rights and opportunities. That's not a message I want to send to young girls.
We're talking about Jennifer Say. Jennifer, the Department of Justice just announced they're launching a Title IX investigation into California over trans players in girls' sports. I would advocate we don't need another investigation. I like what the president said. It's time to move on this. This is just another tell that they will not get it. They're not going to capitulate to this. And this will be even more of a charade and embarrassment this weekend with three categories, with this guy getting the medals in the third category. It'll make a lot more news. People will be more infuriated seeing this. It's time to act rather than more investigations.
You know, I think we need all of it. We need to keep the pressure
right
on. I agree. You know, taking federal funding away for states that are in violation of Title IX. Let's be clear. Title IX guaranteed girls and women sex-based rights. They are also in violation of the executive order, which is the law of the land that Trump signed in February of this year. But I believe we also need to change the culture. 80% of Americans agree with us on this, and yet the vast majority of them are not speaking up to say it because they're afraid of the backlash. That's why I started this brand. I want to change the cultural conversation. I want to normalize standing up for women and girls. I want to make it cool to say it out loud. But right now, too many people are still too afraid. But I think we need to keep the pressure on in all ways. Legislation alone won't solve it. Until the culture changes, I don't believe we'd see the end of this.
You are taking a great stance in that, and Riley and Paula are both models on the website who are frequent guests here, XX-XY Athletics. Where do people go to find the product?
They go to thetruthfits.com, or you can just go to XX-XYAthletics.com and wear it proudly. Show what side you're on. You're on the side of truth and free speech.
I would consider buying the male product and not wearing jeans, but, you know, it's a hard transition here. I've done it so long, it never occurred to me there was anything, you know, when it gets warmer, you know, like the end of May and all, I give up the jeans. But until then, it's perfectly fine here.
What do you wear then? Do you wear jean shorts?
No.
Running around like John Cena 3. Yeah.
No, I have athletic wear, but I have to get some of yours. That would be appropriate. Jennifer, thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, you won't find any denim, but you will find some great shorts if that's what you switch to when the weather is hot, which it is getting hot right now.
I'm eyeing up the joggers for you too, Dom. Yeah, because okay. I think you like the long pant look.
No,
she's got these joggers
on. So, Jennifer, just a sense for listeners, we talked with Riley Gaines, and then she inspired closely Paula Scanlon. you have gone through this twice, once with the COVID thing and Levi Strauss, and you were a driving force in the company, and then you pivot. Where was the pivot point after the COVID thing that got you into this work?
Well, let me go back a little further, because I've actually gone through it three times. In 2008, I wrote a book about my experience training in elite gymnastics, and I exposed the abuse, the physical, psychological, emotional, and sexual abuse that is all too common. And at the time, in 2008, that was not a very
right.
acceptable thing to say. And that was really difficult. I mean, that was the first time I was attacked viciously by my own community, by gymnasts, by the governing bodies, the U.S. Olympic Committee, USA Gymnastics. Now, of course, we know because of the case of Larry Nassar, everything I said turned out to be true. And so I really look at the through line now that I'm getting old and I look back on my life as, you know, I will always stand up for children. I had a pretty devastating experience as a child training in gymnastics, and no sane adult stood up for me. They all got swept up in the culture, which was incredibly destructive. And so I just feel as the grown-ups in the room, we have a responsibility to stand up for children and, of course, free speech, because this has become a free speech issue. And so when I took a stand during COVID, it really focused on opening schools and all the other restrictions, you know, releasing all those other restrictions to children. So again, I saw that children were being harmed and I took a stand.
Absolutely. Well, Jennifer, thank you. We're
Can I
so
just
glad
underline,
that you
I didn't
did.
Know that Jennifer, she was a producer of Athlete A, which was a hugely ground. That was right. the documentary around Larry Nassar and all the USA Gymnastics.
And Jennifer, wow. my question I've always had with that, and maybe I'm being too harsh on it, well, where were the parents in this? I get this isolated little community. I mean, these things were obvious. They were not hidden as much. You know, a lot of people knew about this.
I think you sort of hit the nail on the head when you are involved in these isolated communities. And when the culture is all saying one thing, you kind of get swept up in that and you set all common sense aside. And let me be clear, oftentimes in these gyms where there's elite gymnast training, the parents aren't even allowed inside, and the kids aren't really telling the parents what goes on. They don't want to be taken out, and
right.
the kids think it's normal. They think this is what you have to endure to be a champion. And so I have a lot of forgiveness, I will say, for the parents. Not total forgiveness. They really yeah. should be able to see through it and do the right thing, but it gets normalized. It's like a funhouse mirror, and you know, all these things that seem crazy from the outside, the way these children are abused, they just sort of become normal, and the parents come to believe that it's tough coaching and not abuse.
Wow. Jennifer, thank you. We could talk all day. Thank you very much, and we're going to be looking into your athletic wear and on our YouTube, et cetera. We'll be showing that very soon.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, Jennifer, very much. Wow. Okay, that was unbelievable stuff
wow.
today, too. Great stuff from Jennifer Say, and getting into her backstory, that three times she's been against the curve. This is, Trump now announcing we're going to pro. I don't want to hear that, really. Take away the tell them this weekend, you do this, we're taking away the funding. They're buying time with this. That's exactly what they're doing. And some people are saying, well, we won on this. You didn't win anything on this. Those girls are still going to lose badly. They're going to get killed by this. And then there are going to be three categories, male, female, and this A.B. Hernandez. 855-839-1210. Right now, it's time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
All right, today we're playing for a four-pack of tickets to see the Reading Phillies versus the New Hampshire Fisher Cats at First Energy Stadium in Reading, Pennsylvania, Thursday, June 12th. For tickets, visit readingphillies.com.
Yeah, Dom, so today, our side right. question, we're asking for that all-time pompous person.
Yes.
And when we first asked that question, we posed that question to the audience today, you may have heard me playing Carly Simon's You're So Vain underneath us speaking.
Right.
I'm going to play a cover of that song. I want to know who the artist is. Some artists, or some of the... Some tidbits about the artist here is that this person is a local product turned Disney star turned Grammy Award winner.
All right.
And so we're going to take a...
And you can now dance with her in Fortnite.
Yeah, you can also dance with her in Fortnite. So I'm going to play you her covering You're So Vain. I want to know the name of this cover artist.
Another clue, isn't she in a commercial with one of Dom's most hated individuals recently?
I don't think this is that bad.
Is she?
Doesn't quite have the diction down, but it's pretty good.
She's good. I like her.
And it should be noted that she is also a fantastic performer.
Okay. All right, hit us with that. You're a winner. You're off to the Reading Phillies. We'll take your calls on who's pompous and what should be done here in California. I think the Trump people are saying, well, we're investigating. We're going to move forward. No, the threat, you can tell, stop this guy. He cannot be the champion. Oh, come on, Dom. You expect a federal case? Yeah, it's worthy of a federal case. It's beyond a challenge to reality. 855-839-1210.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
Yes. All right. We got a great question today for those Phillies Reading tickets. Let's hear the clue.
The name of that artist, Dom, and it should be noted she's also a Phillies fan.
Ah, very nice. I throw out there, how is the Howie Roseman first pitch? First of all, he didn't go to the mound. Second of all, he threw it rather high, which I get. You don't want to plunk it in front of home plate, but, you know, it was decent. Let's go to Tom in Maple Shade. Tom, who's covering the song?
Maybe I'm going to get it wrong after he just said she was a Phillies fan, but because I thought he had another clue before, you know, talked about a clue before that, but Britney Spears?
No, it doesn't sound very Britney to me. No. Harry on the Turnpike. Harry, who's singing it?
Hey, if you guys were really cool, you'd say you'd do the version of Faster Pussycat, but would that be Pink?
No.
All right. Uh-oh. That doesn't. All
Uh-oh.
Right.
We got it.
All right. Ann in South Philly, and we'll have another clue. Ann, who's singing this?
That's who I was going to say. I thought it was Pink.
No. She all does right. like the color Pink.
All
she
right.
does.
Got
that's
another
for sure.
clue?
Can I say what I was going to say?
Sure. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Her most famous song is a reference to coffee.
I was going to play that after we got a winner.
All right. Let's go to Stephen Langhorne. All right, Steve. Who is it?
Taylor Swift.
No, it's not. All right, we'll take these off air, and you guys tell me when you get a winner then. 855-839-1210. We'll try to get somebody quickly here. Hit us with that, and you're off to the Reading Phillies.
Blonde hair.
Blonde hair,
yeah.
Okay.
She was in the sequel, the Disney Channel sequel, of a show that took place in a suburb of okay. Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me go to OJ in Hatboro on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, OJ.
Yeah, I thought it was Pink, too, blonde hair, you know.
Okay.
Not quite.
Okay.
It's actually, my fellow older head there. It's not old. It's older, you know, older head with respect, you know.
Oh, that's right. That's what they should have said to get the money. Can you imagine? Doesn't know my peculiar fixation on tinted windows. You're not getting anywhere with any kind of tinted windows. That's it.
I hear you. Yeah, I got this thing on the little anecdote on these clueless aging rockers. You know, there's a poop load of them, right? So I'm focusing on Neil Auld Young here. You know, it's like he's still at Kent State, right? Soldiers and Nixon's coming.
Yeah, and OJ, there's this guy Morello, who is Raging Machine, Rage Against the Machine. He has now a big banner behind him. He's jumped into the ring, blank Trump, and he says he has the full word spelled out. So it's become a thing now that they just think there's leverage, mileage to just go after Trump.
Some of them, you know, they're hung up on the politics from the 70s, man.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Who's your...
It's 2025.
I think you got a good pompous. Who's your pompous?
Yeah, or Bobby, little Bobby, the king of pomposity, De Niro, yeah.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
I like the De Niro answer, just completely ridiculous. Josh in Abington on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Josh, who's covering the song?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Wow, that's very good, Josh. That was a tough one today. I'll put you on hold. You'll be going off to see the Reading Phillies with that four-pack of tickets. We gave away every clue in the world, right? But is there anything else?
Yeah,
to
there was
add
actually
here?
One more I was going to add if,
okay.
we, if we had to keep
sure.
going. She is the niece of Simpsons voice actress Nancy Cartwright,
hey,
who does the voice
okay.
of Bart, among others.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Dennis does that. Okay.
So just a real quick thing. Sabrina Carpenter, yep. Raised in Quakertown, Pennsylvania, rose to fame in Girl Meets World. That's a Boy Meets World sequel. Okay. Then put out Espresso, a top 40 artist performing at the Grammys and winning some big awards.
Two Grammys.
Now one of Maisie's favorites has a song Espresso that you hear in the background, which led to a deal with Dunkin' Donuts where she talked about shaking that S, E-S-S. Yes.
All right, so 855-839-1210. We'll come to you. We'll get you on. We got in the on-deck circle, Philly born and bred, John Yoo, who's been all over Fox talking about, all right, what should be done with the Biden crew? The wildest thing now, and I'm not going to play it. I'll just summarize it. The crypto guy for Trump, I'm not in this camp. How could this be? Says the controller of the auto pen was Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas. Really? They would allow Elizabeth Warren to be agreeing to sign or not sign the pardons and everything else? I don't know where he was on with Waters last night. That's what he contends. John Yoo is, of course, premier attorney, the Bush years, Gitmo, and we bring him on now because he's got great insights on what should be done now to get to the bottom of the Biden thing. I'll ask him about Harvard, too, though. Hey, don't miss out on the memorial sale at Rescue Natural Supplements. It's going on right now with prices rising across the country. Rescue is rolling back pricing to the year 2010. Plus, enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free. Buy three bottles, get two free memorial deals. Stock up on your favorites, save big with Rescue rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. So whether you're in need of 1250 omega-3s, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. To order, call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings on over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. Remember, 2010 rollback prices and the memorial deals are going on now through May 29th. So go shop res-q.com, res-q.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, John Yoo, as I said, is very much in demand these days. You see him all over Fox. John Yoo is with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, great to be with you. I was just in Philly over the weekend, so just missed
you. Oh, well, you know, if you're ever here, you got to let us know. We want to meet up with you and get you in studio if it's during the week. And I saw you on Outnumbered.
Yeah.
Were you here
I'd love to, but only if your studio is in a skybox at Citizens.
Oh, that's where you were.
Screw that. Lincoln Financial. That's what I want, a skybox at Lincoln Financial.
We broadcast them. The Odyssey stations do that. Last time I had that, it was Araldo. Wanted to get close to the Eagles on the sideline. He couldn't make it in the end, but we can arrange
okay.
that.
Yeah.
That can
no,
be done.
No. If it's for Geraldo, it's not worth it.
So, John, the issue coming up right now, last night this David Sacks made news talking about the fact that the auto pen was controlled by Elizabeth Warren. I don't see that, but it brings into question how uncontrollable this must have been, and who knows who was doing what. What do you say could be done about this?
I share these concerns. The more we learn about President Biden's declining medical condition, not just at the end of the term, but throughout his term, you have to wonder how many of the decisions did he actually make? And the Constitution requires that he make them. He can't just say, oh, my wife or my chief of staff gets to make all pardon decisions. He has to individually sign off on every single person, for example, who gets a pardon, or every single person who gets a federal appointment, you know, that's made by the president. And so what can happen? First, I think there should be two investigations. One, Congress. Congress can appoint a joint commission. They can have their own special counsel and conduct an investigation. We had one for Watergate. We had one for Iran-Contra. I think the Democrats have a hard time saying no because they had one for January 6th, where they, I think, monkeyed around with the
right.
Republicans who are on the committee. How are they going to be able to say no to something like this? But then I think you could also, depending on the facts, have a special counsel investigation run out of the Justice Department. Now, the thing is, the difference is a congressional committee would look into things that need to be changed in our laws to prevent something like this from ever happening again. The Justice Department investigation would have to be, were there any criminal activities? Did people commit fraud? Were there people who are holding themselves out as acting on behalf of the president who weren't? And I think that's the more serious investigation. I have a suggestion. I would say Robert Hur should
yes.
be brought back.
Now,
and finish the job.
John, do you know him? Because Bill McSwain was either a mentor, the former U.S. attorney here, and is a friend and friend mm-hmm. of the show. Knew him
yeah,
very well.
I know Bill. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he talked about her. And Hur was on such an even keel. He was generous to Biden in this in a lot of ways, but his observations are just exactly what we knew. And seeing him up close for even an hour, it probably was a lot worse.
I think that all these people who attacked the legitimacy of his report owe him an apology. And I think the best apology they can give would be to say, yes, we will support Robert Hur to be special
yes.
counsel. Because Hur has already done half the job. He already has looked at Biden up close. He already asked questions to find out how did Biden's office work. He already made the determination, which, as you say, I think was generous, that just said, jury might not convict him because he's a well-meaning man, old man with a poor memory. But then he has to go farther and say, who was actually making decisions? And I think these were disastrous decisions for our country. You know, Biden says he didn't learn about all the options for the pullout in Afghanistan. He didn't learn that the military was recommending leaving some troops behind to make sure the pullout was more orderly and secure. Well, then who was making the decisions about
hey, John,
Afghanistan?
Just, you know, let's drill down on that. You're the first person that took it back that far, and that's exactly right. I just took it as the lying and the stuff that they do. But maybe even at that point, it was pretty much set in that he was not going to be, they were only going to tell him whatever they wanted to do and skew it so much toward that, maybe he didn't get options.
I agree. You could say, look, there were a lot of poor decisions in the beginning of the Biden administration that run across
right.
all kinds of areas, harmed the country. For example, the Afghanistan withdrawal. For example, the Inflation Reduction Act and the massive fiscal stimulus at a time when it wasn't necessary. You could go on and the nationwide vaccine mandate, the effort, the loan forgiveness program. You could go on and on with these decisions, which I think were very harmful for the country. Were they the result of Biden's mental incapacity and the seizure of power by his aides? If they were, then we have to know how far back did it go? Did John, it really start at the beginning?
John,
I think it did.
You've worked tangentially, I guess, but in the White House in one way or another, particularly at the height of some of the really contentious days with Gitmo. Does it seem possible, even though, that they could divvy this up? And if they did, there would have to be a trail. There's got to be something here. How in the world would one decide if there were four or five people that we believe were involved? Give me a sense of how you could even do that.
Well, how you find out is you put them all under oath.
Oh, right.
All his top aides, cabinet officers, and you say, well, who really made the decision? When did the president actually say to you this, or did you do it because you thought you could exercise the power? And if you lie to Congress, you go to jail. You know, you've committed perjury before Congress. How they did it, and I think this is unfortunate, is you probably had cabinet officers in the Biden administration who are willing to accept on the say-so of a chief of staff or the say-so of a White House counsel, or worse yet, on the say-so of his wife, who's not even appointed federal officer. And they just took their words for it, and then they executed what they thought were Biden's decisions, but there was no proof he ever made those decisions.
What does it tell us? And I'm not a fan of it. I see how dicey this is. It amplifies it even more. I'm more afraid of the 25th Amendment being used, as it apparently was almost used against President Trump, than I am to stop a president. But in this, it wasn't even considered. I mean, that was anathema to them. You know, I guess Harris didn't have the political. It's obvious it would be to her benefit to do this, and she just couldn't pull it off. They wouldn't go along with it.
Well, this is the thing about the 25th Amendment I share your concerns, Tom. I don't want the 25th Amendment to be used to remove presidents who are actually capable, but people just disagree with them.
Right.
You know, you don't want people being. We're not, Germany or England, where you can swap chief executives, prime ministers, left and right, or chancellors because of a policy dispute. I mean, the American people elect the president, and they shouldn't be removed by cabinet officers or anyone unless they can't handle the office or they're impeached. And so I really share your concerns. But what I think the founders didn't anticipate was someone losing their mental capacities while they're in office. After they're elected, they get to office, and then they – they lose their mental facilities, their faculties, and that seems to be what happened here. So the thing about the 25th Amendment, Dom, is there's a part of it that people don't notice. It says that, right, as you pointed out, a majority of the cabinet and the vice president can agree the president can't fulfill the duties of the office, and they can temporarily remove him. The 25th Amendment says, or other body created by Congress to do that job. So it is possible. If we think, and I think you're right, Dom, that the cabinet and the vice president, their political interests get in the way. You know, Kamala Harris is thinking about how can she be president? Cabinet officers, their political loyalty to the president. We shouldn't expect them, maybe, to perform this function properly. Maybe Congress has to consider creating some other kind of body. Maybe it should have the Speaker of the House on it. Maybe it should have the Senate Majority Leader on it. Maybe it should have the Chief Justice of the United States on it. Congress under the 25th Amendment is allowed to create an alternative to having this cabinet and vice president system.
And John, I think it then brings in the media not doing their job. If they do their job and they ratchet it up, as we saw in the end, then it makes the path easier for at least that he wouldn't be considering running again. He would have played out the first term. If the media doesn't do what was obvious, then you end up with the situation that we had.
I think that's fair. I mean, the media, especially you have people, I hate to say it, like the author of these recent books, who themselves were attacking people for raising these very questions when we could see with our own eyes that Biden was too old and that Biden was forgetting things and he was making poor decisions. So I think the media, it's not that they were asleep at the wheel. I think they've been utterly hypocritical.
Yeah. John, what's the biggest thing you're working on right now for listeners? What are you up to?
I'm up to a lot of things. You know, I often say, as a scholar of presidential power, you know, Trump is great for the family business. He's constantly busy.
Yes.
I'm working on a book about Alexander Hamilton, theory of presidential power, and Alexander Hamilton's theory of the Constitution. that's what I'm working on. And trying to show how a lot of the things that we're seeing today were really anticipated by Hamilton.
When will that be out? We want to certainly...
Oh, God, it's going to take forever. Don't ask me that.
I hate to hear that because I'm lining them up. I got Scott Jennings lined up. We put you right in there. We bring you back to Philadelphia. We would do a big thing or so. It's, you know, get working on that. Come on. What else are you doing?
Yeah, you know, you can always support your favorite authors by giving them advances on their royalties before the book's even finished if you want.
Yeah. Where do we find John Yu on Twitter, John? Where do we go?
You know, I am very efficient with my time, so I actually don't have a Twitter
account. Oh, okay. I understand. Well, then we're even more honored. And again, if there's any hint that you're going to be in the area, we want to at least take it a lunch, dinner, or whatever for all the great times you come on with.
I will definitely come by.
Okay.
I will definitely come
just,
by.
Just let us know, John, please.
Okay.
Thank you, John, very much. Thanks for joining us today. All right. There's one of our really trio of just great lawyers looking inside all this. It is the lightning round next. Hit us with someone who is pompous. That's what we're looking for on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, that's right. All-time pompous. Somebody sent me an email. Great one. Would have been a winner, possibly. Greta Thunberg. Oh, yes. Just the whole style, the whole thing. Even though relatively a kid in the beginning of it, she's got pompous down. Let's go to Mike in Hamilton. This is an all-time favorite. Mike, who is that pompous person?
Hey, John, I have a quick question first. In the summertime, do you jog in jean shorts?
No, we answered that already. No, I have athletic wear. My God, the jeans are not. They're a great winter jogging thing. Come on. You're cold right, if you have sweatpants.
Another arrogant New Yorker. The worst person in the world, Keith Olbermann.
Yes, and our own Joan Cohen has that on her resume. I wish I had that. She was once called that by Keith Olbermann. Susan in Chester Springs. Susan, who's yours?
Hi, John.
Hi, Susan.
Actually, I have a group.
Okay.
It's The View. The ladies of The View.
I would say Sunny Hostin's my winner there, but but as a group, that's exactly right. Lauren, I kind of like this one too. Over the years, she's been pretty pompous in Horsham. Lauren, who's yours?
Susan Sarandon. She's pompous on screen and off.
Well,
also capturing male syntax. I think we can bring back John Kerry with his "Can I get me a hunting license here?"
Ah, you know what? Well, we'll work up some of those tomorrow. We've got to play after the show, guys. Male syntax and all that stuff. Democrats are looking at. Yeah, John Kerry did say that. Hillary did say, "I'm not tired. I'm no way tired." Trying to imitate Southerners in a church when she did it. Always a bad thing to try to morph into that. Yeah, John Kerry, where do I get me? No, I know. I think I'll get me a beer. Pocahontas. Alan in Hamilton, Talk Radio 1210. All right, Alan, I think this is good pompous, but who's yours?
William F. Buckley.
Yes, very pompous, but I thought that stuff, I've always liked it. I always thought he was effective. It's the one interview I wish we had gotten, William S. Buckley. Definite a pompous style, even though brilliant. Joe in Exton. Joe, what do you have today?
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. A person who is flagrantly pompous is Vladimir Putin, who acts on his own accord without taking into consideration the opinion of others.
To steal a phrase from Joe, flagrantly pompous. Would you, Joe, concur that Shakespeare is flagrantly pompous?
No, I like him.
The other night, we had a choice. We're playing a game on the DJs, right? It's online questions. Pretty difficult. They had a kids' version, then we have the adults. And the thing you move around the board, Freud was one of them, and William Shakespeare was one. I chose Shakespeare, of course.
Oh, yeah?
They had him with black hair. Definite winner.
Were you playing the kids' version or the adult?
No, the adult. Oh, we did very well because
I only
Shakespeare.
Play the kids' version. So.
Yeah.
Make sure to whip it out when I get invited over for that.
Jesse in Drexel Hill. Hi, Jesse. Who's yours?
Dom, this guy, a famous film, this guy standing on his balcony overlooking the crowd in Rome with his arms folded across his chest, wearing a uniform he fashioned for himself, jutting his jaw out pugnaciously as he nodded his head up and down like the Roman emperor he thought he was, and he ended up being hung upside down from a telephone pole. Benito Mussolini.
You know what? That is the epitome of style, at least. I would agree. Mussolini's style is pompous. Even Hitler's looking like, this guy is pompous. I could go with Mussolini here. I mean, he really, and the description was perfect.
Do you relate to being hung by your feet after hanging from a basketball?
Right. Well, that's, I was. Yeah, that was in a gas station with his mistress, too. She got hung upside down, too. And it was in Milan. They have a monument to it. Dan, who did you like?
They have a monument to it?
Yes.
Wow. That last answer was a really good one. I do like that. I like Keith Olbermann. Thought that was a good answer as well.
Yep.
I think Bobby De Niro deserves to be considered.
Yeah, definite.
The View, really good.
Oh, these were really good ones, yeah.
Yeah, they're all really good. I think that last one, though, takes it for me.
All right, Henry?
Yeah, the Mussolini answer is the best articulated answer, but I also enjoyed De Niro, Keith Olbermann, and Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, I think Mussolini, though, is spot on.
I heard Mussolini calls it sauce, by the way.
That's right. Probably
that's why they hung up.
It's not even just the, you know, the screaming and all. But he did stand there and do that whole thing as they're cheering. And 200,000, he needed some gold. 200,000 Italian women sent their wedding rings to him. And he ruled from 1925 through 45. I mean, that's just unbelievable. All right,
Is that why all Italian men wear gold chains now?
Yes, he probably did say sauce. All right, Rich Cioli is next. We're back noon until 3 tomorrow. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.